This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Well, hey, hi, and hello there. Good morning. Brian Barrett here for Bart Walker this morning for the Action Line. It is 8:10, so that means it's Action Line time, and we are going to be talking about all things blue and white today. Middle Tennessee State University, our spotlight segment this morning. We've got three very great segments planned for you here today. Starting off with MTSU grad student Katrina Smith and MTSU grad and PhD student Rose Carter here to talk about the Expand Your Horizons in Math and Science Conference. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Now, on a day like today, how would you describe it scientifically? Rainy?
Yucky.
Or yucky? Is that a scientific term, yucky?
It can be. Yes, it can be.
This conference here targets middle school and high school girls interested in science, technology, engineering, and math. Is this all in an effort to kind of create, I guess, an interest so we have some teachers for the future?
To a certain degree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's not only about teachers in the future. I think it's about just expanding young girls' knowledge about the opportunities that science, technology, engineering, and math has for them in the future. It's not all about, being a doctor or being an economist. You know, there's other things out there that young girls can do and make a difference with science, technology, engineering, and math.
You have to make it fun, though, right?
Oh, it's a ton of fun. Oh, it's a ton of fun.
Now, who wants to talk about Science of Hogwarts?
Oh, that's my workshop that we started last year and got rave reviews on, so I've been fortunate enough to come back and do it again this year. It's a lot of fun. We work with some of the more famous aspects of Hogwarts, magic, and just learning the science behind it. For example, we work with levitation. We conduct static electricity and actually levitate lightweight objects in the air. So it's a lot of fun. The girls love it, and it's just a great opportunity for the girls to understand that there's a lot more out there, in the science world than just what they do in the classroom.
Well, we've got to talk more about that, obviously. Workshop, but what goes into this, Rose? Kind of talk to us about the Expand Your Horizons in Math and Science Conference. When is it? Where is it? And all those kind of things.
It's held once a year, and usually we have it in October, but this year we have the opportunity to move it forward to September 22nd. It's usually held on a Saturday. And we have young ladies come in from all across Tennessee. So it's not just Middle Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And for them, we want to do hands-on experiments, hands-on labs, for them to see not only what they're interested in, but have a direct desirability fostered in this by just allowing them to touch and to explore in a fun and open environment. So I would say a lot of planning goes into it because we have to pull people from the community to support this. And in doing so, we try to look for women in professions, in STEM, so science, technology, engineering, and math, so that these young ladies can have an opportunity to see not only what they're interested in, but have a real-world example of what it looks like to be this when you grow up.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with MTSU grad student Katrina Smith and grad student and PhD student Rose Carter, talking about the Expand Your Horizons in Math and Science Conference, which starts, I guess, takes place Saturday, right? The 22nd.
Yes.
Okay, so I have a middle school-age son, and when you say math or science, for some reason, some scientific thing happens and his eyes roll back in his head. So why is that with young people? When you say math or science, it's just one of those, there's a little stigma, I guess, Katrina, with math and science when you say those words.
There is. I think, you know, 5-6 years ago, even when I was younger, it wasn't cool to like math and science. So I think when you go to school, you want to be cool, you want to do what everybody else is doing. So I think the stigma's there because, you know, people aren't willing to, you know, go that extra mile and actually learn those principles. So if you make it fun, you make it entertaining, you make it cool, kids are going to be more apt to actually want to learn, you know, all those principles and what's going on in the classroom.
So tell me why you target girls. Why is it this conference just for girls?
There are so few women proportionally in math, science, and engineering as compared to the cohort of men. So many times, even as early as the fourth grade, the literature would show proof that young ladies are not supported in developing that math and scientific logic. And I think that goes back to that stigma part of it, is understanding the underlying theories. And unless you have a direct interest, there is less and less desire to do those things. And you have to combat so many reasons why not to.
Mm-hmm.
So this particular workshop is trying to show why this can be exciting, and so that young ladies learn to take their education and to make it personal. Because, you know, in my bio, I had mentioned that we do this from measuring ingredients for the quote-unquote yucky weather. Mm. It's defined as ever we want to, but how can we measure it so that other people are interested and can understand it?
You know, I remember vaguely back, you know, my science and math and things of that nature. But when you're talking about things from, you know, what goes into the making of Sharpies, you know, or,
yeah,
or, you know, the secret code to DNA or wind energy and things of that nature, there's just a whole different world out there. It's more than just what are the parts of a plant. And I think that's maybe the stigma behind science, as you know, you have to learn this and that, and it's regimented, but you can really, the experiments are the funnest part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're learning more that we've got to bring that aspect into the forefront in science, don't we?
Oh, very true. Very true.
Otherwise, kids are not going to be interested. I mean, they really want hands-on. Technology today makes things more hands-on, doesn't it?
Much more fun than flipping pages in a book.
Yeah. Now, this conference is an international conference, right?
It is. It is. And it's been with MTSU, the Expanding Your Horizons, for the last 16 years. Dr. Eriarctic Gross brought this in with her and is been able to do a magnificent job of making this not only a very popular destination for young ladies, but actually changing lives. Most of these young ladies who come to this conference leave enjoying the topics, leave with a sense of, I am really, really motivated to go and try this, learn the plant parts, because once I learn that, I'm using that logic, I'm honing my skill to be able to do this in the real world.
That's Rose Carter with us, also Katrina Smith, talking about the 16th annual Expanding Your Horizons in Math and Science Conference at MTSU coming up this weekend, this Saturday. 16th annual, it's had a rich tradition, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
A huge tradition. We have girls now, and we actually, our keynote speaker last year grew up with EYH as an annual thing that she did every year from middle school on to now she's graduated from college. So I think that says a lot about what Middle Tennessee and what MTSU has done to promote women in the STEM careers and fields.
So tell me about the Rutherford County Sheriff's Department and their involvement here, because I think this is pretty neat too.
Oh, yes. We have tried for several years to be able to offer a hands-on, merged discipline workshop. And it does help that big pets are involved. I mean, you put just hairy animals that are gorgeous in front of any kid, and they're going to want to take it home and hide it in the bathroom away from mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Rutherford County Sheriff's Department Mounted Patrol Division, the head of the Mounted Patrol, which is Sergeant John Levi, he has donated his time and services to come to MTSU and to talk about not only law enforcement, but the actual training that is involved with the horses. And the portion that I'm doing, I've worked with the equine science department at MTSU and developed a, shall we say, horse talk about speaking the language of horses. We talk everything about the structural anatomy and how that brings about the physiological signs that we can see and behavioral patterns we can observe. So we can see from something that we can't exactly touch, which is the brain processes of a horse, to be able to see, okay, when he does his ears this way, okay, I can see that he likes me. If he does another direction, I don't think he wants me around too close anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So those kinds of things are definitely key, because you can put an animal and a child and a different approach to learning and put that all together and say, listen, if you love horses, there is something you can do with them in the future. Not only law enforcement, but you can be a biologist, you can be a psychologist. It's all in that field of STEM.
Now, when you see John, you may want to take him home too.
Yes, he is definitely cuddly, and you wouldn't think so with just a huge man in uniform, but he definitely is the kindest soul you have ever met in your life, and it's hard not to want to take him home.
He may fit in the bathtub. I don't know about his horse.
No, I don't think so. Cece is his horse Cash, our check, and I think he's bringing Cece and another horse with him. And I think of all of them, it would be hard to choose which one fits in the bathtub. You'd try to fit them all, I think.
You are hitting right up the alley, Katrina, with what kids are very interested in. You know, animals and you know, everyday things. How does it work? You know, and I think that's where we have to get the gears turning for these young ladies.
Oh, yes, very true. If you work, if you work with them, you get on their level. Okay, what are they interested in? Mm-hmm. What do they want to know about? We have a workshop called Glitter Girls, and we mostly do it for the middle schoolers. They do makeup. They create it. There's chemistry behind that. Most of it, the processes in making it, it is all chemistry. So they make, lipstick and eyeshadow, and they do bath fizzies. There's a chemical reaction that's involved with that. They not only make those and get excited about going home and using them, but they know the principles behind it. They know that chemical reaction. They know what's going on. So when you get down to their level, and show them their everyday activities and how science, technology, engineering, and math relates to that, I think it creates an amazing experience for these girls.
I think we see that more in day-to-day life. My daughter recently bought one of these little starfish or whatever that you put it in water and it expands.
Mm-hmm.
And she
yes.
likes to do that and then let it dry out and shrink. And, you know, all of those different... The kids have that in their mind. They want to learn it, but it's just the process. I don't know. Maybe we should call it something other than science or math.
Maybe.
Have
a different name to it or something. Make it a little more cool.
But I think that's those times are changing. These opportunities that are coming about, like the Expand Your Horizons Conference, will do that. Rose, tell me about how many students will be there and what you expect, and is there still room for more?
Well, the registration is closed for this year, but we will be doing this on an annual basis, so there is room next year. We have a record-breaking number. We have 400 young ladies coming to our workshop this year. It is just growing exponentially.
Now, would this be a great opportunity for those who were thinking, you know, I wish I had known or didn't know, and now maybe next year? What's the process for registering? How do people do that?
There is a really straightforward, easy way to do this, and you go to MTSU's homepage, which is www.mtsu.edu, and then in either the search portion of the MTSU page or within the URL, you can put in STEM or EYH, and either way, you will come to the Women in Science,
the Wisdom Center, yeah,
and be able to see right there a direct link to registration.
Well, that's easy enough, and yeah. I'm sure that we can find a lot more information there as well for those who have interest. And, I mean, is this something moms and dads sign up their kids for?
Yes.
How about that? Yes. Easy enough. Next year, you know, when should we look for new information about next year? Probably summertime?
Probably somewhere around, you know, probably March, sometime okay. like that. Yeah. A lot of the teachers around in the middle and high school schools around here, mm-hmm. they'll have a lot more information as well for parents who are interested and want their, you know, daughter involved with this.
Well, that's great. Sounds like big fun, and I want to go take apart the Sharpies back here just to see what's inside.
Good idea.
I have a Sharpie thing. I don't know what there is going on. Thanks for being here this morning. We appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Thanks.
Good luck with everything this weekend. MTSU grad student Katrina Smith and grad and PhD student Rose Carter joining us to talk about the Expand Your Horizons in Math and Science Conference targeting middle school and high school girls interested in science, technology, engineering, and math. It's this weekend, and I hope they have a big time and learn a lot. I'm sure they will. Make that 8:28, and we will be right back with more conversation here on the WGNS Action Line. We invite you to stay with us. 893-1450 is the number if you have any questions, by the way. 893-1450.
Want a greener, longer-lasting grass? Try 5-Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed and grow a lush, green lawn. 5-Star Fescue is a top-performing, long-lasting, cool-season grass that is time-tested for color and growing conditions in the South. If you have had trouble growing a lush, green lawn because of shade, drought, or the wrong grass, then 5-Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed is your answer.
Pick some up today at Kelton's on Old Fort Parkway near Gresham Lane and ask for John.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. If you already own a Tag Heuer watch, let our in-house professional watch technician replace your battery and pressure test it. It only takes one day, and it's at half the price of our competition who have to send the watch off for 4 weeks.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton. Have you had your jewelry professionally cleaned and checked lately? Stop in today for your free checkup.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
WeatherEye.
A check of the forecast now, 69 degrees and lots of rain today and some heavy rain at times. Let's check in with staff meteorologist Mandy Valuber.
We do have showers in the forecast and a few rumbles of thunder. We'll have high temperatures in the mid-70s with an east-southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Tonight's showers and a few rumbles of thunder. We could see some heavy rainfall, lows in the mid-60s with a south-southeast wind. Showers are likely on Tuesday, ending before the afternoon. Mainly cloudy skies and a high of 71 degrees. I'm WeatherEye staff meteorologist Mandy Valuber.
Mandy, thank you so much. Right now we have 69 degrees and lots of rain. Expect it to be a very rainy day today. Brian Barrett here for Bart Walker on the WGNS Action Line. We're talking all things blue and white today. And joining us now in studio from MTSU's Alumni Relations Office, Rhonda King. Rhonda?
Good morning.
I'm glad we did not have this rain this past weekend in
I
Memphis.
I know. We were down in Memphis for an alumni tailgate, and it was beautiful weather and an even better result for the game.
Yes. Yes. Two in a row, and got those pesky Tigers out of the way.
Yes, it was great. It was great to see all that blue and white, especially the stadium filled with it, since their colors are blue and white too. We differentiated with our MTs though.
Well, their blue and white is a little dingy, I just have to say. just coming from me. But anyway, homecoming is coming up. Lots of activities surrounding the homecoming celebration. Not this week, but next, right?
Yes, October 6th is homecoming, and if you start to look around, you can see a little bit of tinge on the top of the trees, a little bit of color coming in there, and that means homecoming for us in Middle Tennessee.
Well, it's going to be a week's full of activities, even more, and you can participate in just about anything you want to.
You really can. The Alumni Relations Office, of course, we're welcoming alumni back. We also welcome our community as well as friends and family of the university, and just have a variety of things for people to do that whole week.
All right, so let's break some of these down. What about the homecoming golf tournament?
The Rec Center is sponsoring a golf tournament. It starts Saturday, September 29th, so it's the kickoff event for the whole week of homecoming. And alumni and community members are encouraged to participate in that, and so you can do that by registering with the Rec Center on campus.
All right, and let's see. What's that number, 898-2104?
Yes, 898-2104 for the Rec Center. And the Rec Center is also sponsoring on Sunday, September 30th, the Homecoming 5K Run. So anyone who wants to be involved in that, they're welcome to come out.
So who can participate in that 5K?
Everyone. Students, alumni, friends of the university, community members, everyone is welcomed.
If you can run a 5K, I
yes.
guess. that would be an important part of that. And that's, what did you say, Sunday morning?
Sunday, uh-huh.
The 30th, okay. 8 o'clock Sunday morning. Then a couple of days off before the things really kind of crank up.
Yes, we have a couple of sides of homecoming. We have the Student Government Association side of homecoming, and they plan all the events for the students. And the alumni side, we coordinate events for alumni and community. This year, we really have a strong partnership between alumni and SGA, as we try to throughout the year. Mm-hmm. But on Wednesday, October 3rd, the SGA is sponsoring their annual chili cook-off. And this is something that's been going on for years, but this year it's a little different. It's going to be at the Stones River Mall. And we're going to really make it more of a community event so people can come out. If they want to participate in the contest, they can cook up their chili and be part of that contest. Or if you want to just come out and eat a lot of chili for $5, you can get a bowl of chili and go along to all the different booths and taste all the different flavors.
Several bowls of chili, maybe.
Yes, several bowls of chili.
All for $5?
Yes.
Wow. There's dinner for Wednesday. What is it? Three? What time did you say?
It's 5 to 7 at Stones River Mall, and that's in the newer area close to Binks.
Oh, okay. Chili cook-off, will there be just tasting? Will there be judges? Or
there are going to be things for family. Mm-hmm. We're going to have lightning out there. There's going to be inflatables for children. So it really will be a family event-friendly environment.
So if you like chili, this will be a great opportunity. And boy, I tell you what, anything where kids can jump, that's
yes.
where I'm going. If I can eat and they can jump and they'll be tired and I can go nap, it's a perfect win-win for parents and kids. So,
mm-hmm.
And that is on Wednesday, October the 3rd, 5 until 7 at Stones River Mall. That's kind of a more public venue, I guess.
It
before.
Is. Mm-hmm. That is something that we want to do, is take homecoming out into the community, and so this is a great opportunity for that.
What else may be going on?
Well, Saturday, October the 6th, is actual homecoming day.
Yep.
And at the Alumni House, we have that open and several events going on there. One is our Mixer on Middle Parade Watching Party. It's an annual event to watch the homecoming parade, and it is the best place on campus to watch the homecoming parade. We have announcers that will announce the floats as they go by, and our announcers this year is Chip Walters. He does that every year with us, and then we have a celebrity alumnus that comes back, and this year it is Regina Reculia. And you might recognize her from Channel 4 News. She was a reporter there most recently, and now she works for the American Red Cross.
Yeah. Could you not have found. Does Chip have anything to do with who is chosen? Because I know that's why he's got a beautiful sidekick.
Sometimes Chip and I do talk about that, and it seems that the pretty females always rise to the top of the list.
I know where he is today, and I know he's not listening, so I thought I'd get that in while I could. So, well, that's great. I know I've met Regina a couple of times, a very nice young lady as well, so that will be outstanding. So this is the parade watch party. What time does it start?
It starts at 9:30, and it's very family friendly. We do want people from the community to come out. It is a great place. The Alumni House is located on Middle Tennessee Boulevard. It's across from the President's House. We have plenty of parking in the Sam Ingram Building parking lot, which is the old church building parking lot. So you can park there at 9:30. You can wait for the parade to come by. We'll have some refreshments and good music and just a lot of fun there. You can park there for the day. Right after the parade passes, we'll have a tailgate lunch, and you can register for that. This was a popular lunch last year, and we sold out, so we're encouraging people to register early for that. And you can do so at www.mtalumni.com. And it's $7.50 for adults, $5 for children 12 and under. And it's just a really easy time, very convenient. It's a lot of fun, but very convenient on game day. You don't have to drag your grill and throw up your tent for your own tailgate. We'll provide it for you.
Now, the parade itself begins at 10, right?
It does. It begins at 10 on Manny Avenue, and it will go down Main Street and turn onto Middle Tennessee, and it will end at Greenland.
Can anyone, what's the process, I guess I should say, for entering the parade?
The parade is open to everyone, so if you have a business or even just a group of people that want to be together, you can register for the parade. There's no entry fee. You just have to register through the Student Government Association, and you can find that find their website on the main page, mtsu.edu. And you can have your entry in the parade. At the Alumni Association, we sponsor a really neat entry. We do a baby Raider ride contest.
I was going to ask you about that because that's earlier in the morning, right?
It is. We invite alumni and to bring their small children. It can be a child of an alumnus or a grandchild of an alumnus, and they can come and decorate strollers or tricycles or wagons, and it has been really neat over the years. This will be our fourth or fifth year to do this, and it is pretty amazing, the floats that come out of a little red wagon base. And so that's a lot of fun. You can register for the parade through the alumni website also.
That sounds like a whole week's worth of entertainment and fun, and we haven't even talked about the football game yet, so
yes,
lots of fun there too.
Lots of fun at the football game. We want to pack those stands. We want to cheer on for our Blue Raiders, and then at halftime, of course, our new homecoming king and queen will be crowned, and they will have the support of alumni queens and kings that will be there with them on the field.
How neat. Very good. And that's all on October 6th, the homecoming festivities. It's a long, tiring, exhausting day, but a lot of fun.
It is a ton of fun, and we enjoy it so much.
Will you take a nap on the 7th?
I will. I will be taking a nap on the 7th.
Very good. Well, we appreciate you stopping in today. And Rhonda, if anybody has questions, I know we went through a lot of things. If they missed something or they heard parts of it and thought, I might be interested in that, how can they get in touch with you to find out more information?
Well, we do have the complete listing for the week on our website. Again, that's www.mtalumni.com. Or you can call our office, and locally that is 898-2922.
898-2922?
Yes.
Very good. Rhonda, thanks. Anything else?
I just want to give a plug to our Golden Raiders. That we'll have their induction ceremony on Friday, October the 5th. And those are for all of the alumni that graduated 50 years ago. So we're welcoming the class of 1962 this year.
1962. So if you're a member of the class of 62, what do they need to do?
they need to register. They definitely need to come. We're going to have our lunch and induction ceremony in the new student union. And if you have not seen that building, you will be amazed. It is beautiful. But we also give them a chance to be back in the old part of campus and visit their old dorm and see everything that's happening on campus.
Or where their old dorm used to be, possibly,
correct,
too.
Correct.
And what's there
yes.
now? All these great things. That is awesome. Rhonda, thanks for stopping in today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. MTSU Alumni Relations Office, Rhonda King joining us from that office this morning. Here on the WGNS Action Line, we continue here in just a moment and continuing that blue and white conversation. Sheila Knight and Cynthia Allen with the MTSU Environmental Health and Safety Services will be joining us in studio. Stay with us.
Want a greener, longer-lasting grass? Try 5-Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed and grow a lush, green lawn. 5-Star Fescue is a top-performing, long-lasting, cool-season grass that is time-tested for color and growing conditions in the South. If you have had trouble growing a lush, green lawn because of shade, drought, or the wrong grass, then 5-Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed is your answer.
Pick some up today at Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's and ask for Joshua.
Are you 10 pounds overweight, 30, more? Those extra pounds are hurting the quality of your life, your relationships, and your health. Dynamic Medical Centers offers fast, effective, medically supervised weight loss programs. Patients routinely lose up to 30 pounds in their first 30 days, and our programs are easy to follow with no hunger, no surgery, and no trips to the gym. For a free weight loss consultation, call 455-0850, dynamicmedicalcenters.com.
If you need a bedroom set, come to Bell Furniture. Perhaps you're looking for a sleeper sofa, a recliner, or sectional sofa. They're half price at Bell Furniture. Beautiful leather recliners and lift chairs. First quality, name brand furniture, half price every day with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. And it's all American made.
WeatherEye.
Let's check on traffic and weather together. First, a look at your weather forecast. 69 degrees, lots of rain out there, and more rain on the way, says staff meteorologist Mandy Valuber. Mandy, good morning.
For the forecast area today, Brian, we will see sunshine, but...
No sunshine? What's happening here? My computer has... I think Mandy was doing a forecast for some other area. Here we go.
We do have showers in the forecast and a few rumbles of thunder. We'll have high temperatures in the mid-70s with an east-southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Tonight's showers and the few rumbles of thunder. We could see some heavy rainfall, lows in the mid-60s, with a south-southeast wind. Showers are likely on Tuesday, ending before the afternoon, mainly cloudy skies and a high of 71 degrees. I'm WeatherEye staff meteorologist Mandy Valuber.
All right. Thanks, Mandy. 69 degrees and rainy conditions. That's going to continue here this morning as well.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Honest, personal, and professional service for your car. Roberts Discount Auto Repair at 896-1407. We care, and we're here to help.
Randy O'Brien with one last look at your morning commute. And again, lots of rain. It's going to cause some problems out there. Hey, Randy.
Good morning. Scattered rain through the mid-state, possible embedded thunderstorms in the front as it moves through. So anticipate some very slow conditions, very slippery conditions out there also. We've got a bit of congestion still on Old Ford Parkway at Chapin Place, Old Ford Parkway at Kaysen Lane, I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 at Medical Center Parkway. Still very busy. Get a $39 introductory massage at Massage Envy today. Gift cards are available for any occasion. Massage Envy, Cool Springs, Bellevue, Brentwood, and Green Hills. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Our last segment here on the WGNS Action Line. Brian Barrett here with you this morning. Coming up at 9 o'clock, it's the Truman Show, and then I'll be back for another hour of conversation at 10. for Rutherford Issues, but right now our attention turns to Sheila Knight and Cynthia Allen joining us from the MTSU Environmental Health and Safety Services, talking about the MTSU Stormwater Program. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great.
Got a lot of stormwater out there this morning.
What a good day.
We brought the rain in.
Sheila, tell me a little bit about you, if you don't mind.
I'm the environmental engineer for MTSU, and I kind of head up the stormwater program for the university and try to keep us in compliance and meet our goals and help clean up the streams.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to ask you a question here in just a second, but Cynthia, tell me about you. What do you do?
Hi. I work with the public mostly. We try and get the education out about what stormwater is, and I guess today's a great example of that, and how some of the pollutants wash off from different areas around the city and wash into the creeks. And so we try and work with the public with fun events to protect those areas and also to educate how to reduce those pollutants.
So you get the question, what is stormwater sometimes, right?
We do. And
so what is stormwater?
It's our rainy day. Stormwater is when it rains like days such as today, and then it drains down those street drains. It discharges directly to the creek. It does not get cleaned or treated before it goes there. So it washes pollutant from cars and houses, rooftops, parking lots. So that's where we get kind of a hodgepodge of chemicals, oils, and greases and things like that that we're trying to reduce. Fertilizers from our yards and things like that.
So all of this, when the rain falls, Sheila, and then you see it maybe running down the side of the road, it's going somewhere. It is headed some direction.
Right.
And
it's
winds up where?
It winds up actually for Murfreesboro and our Stones River. Most people really don't realize that, but it ends up when the storm drains to the creeks drain to the rivers drain to the lakes. So for us, it's our Stones River in Murfreesboro.
Well, that means that there's stuff in there.
Yes.
And Cynthia, you said grease and oils and all of these things that you probably would tell your kids, go wash your hands if you touch this, but yet it's in our water.
It can, yeah, and that's what people don't realize. I think the misconception is that we have water treatment plants, and so they assume that may be treated before it goes into that, but it picks up these variety of pollutants. In Murfreesboro, sediment, just common dirt, is a big pollutant. It's getting in our streams and clogs some of the waterways for the animals that live there. Other common ones are fertilizers, nutrients, and pesticides that people put on their lawns. So we want to encourage them to use, at proper application rates. Don't put them on before rain. Reduce if possible, and don't use them if we can or if you're right by a creek. And then we also do plantings that help protect those creek banks so that those trees and grasses help to filter out those pollutants before they end up in the creeks.
So why is the stormwater program at MTSU important? What are the overall goals, I guess, would be another way to put it there, Sheila?
The overall goal is to improve water quality of our local streams and rivers and lakes. So most people like to be outside. They want to do water activities. They want to boat. They want to fish. They want to have fun. And we don't want to have to go all the way to the ocean to get that. So we try to make people aware of our local water quality and improving that quality so that our children and grandchildren will have that opportunity to be able to do these things local. We do a boat day and things like that on the Stones, and it's pretty popular. People like to get out and raft and kayak and canoe, and we want to keep those streams clean so that they can actually do that.
Well, when you think about stormwater pollution, you're maybe thinking, okay, what can I do? Do you have people say, what can I do to help to keep from, is there anything I can do?
Yeah, there's lots that people can do. We do a lot of media and print pieces and education, and we go to Earth Day and we have booths set up, and we try to educate people about what they can do. One of the key things that local people, you can, like Cynthia was saying, check out your fertilizers. You also deal with pet waste. People don't think much about that, but your pet waste is also going into the local creeks. So clean up after your pets. Another thing is cars, leaky vehicles. People don't really think much about that, but if you have a car that is broken, you might want to go get it fixed. And I know a lot of people think that's just a common thing, but actually I've heard a lot of stories about people who don't. So we try to tell people to, you know, look at maintenance of your vehicles. Think about the environment as your home and how you would clean that up.
We're talking to Sheila Knight and Cynthia Allen with the MTSU Environmental Health and Safety Services this morning. And why do you partner with City of Murfreesboro and others? Talk a little bit about that partnership.
We have a great relationship with the local City of Murfreesboro. The Water and Sewer Department has their own stormwater program too, and we are co-permittees on the Clean Water Act permit that's required by our city. So MTSU is required to have a permit, and the city is required to have a permit. And because of our strong relationship, we ended up joining and sharing resources. And that made our program really a strong program in our area. And that is under the Clean Water Act.
Talk a little bit about that. This is an effort to clean it up for everybody, I guess.
It really is across the U.S. This is an initiative that EPA has put down, and it kind of drills down to states, and states have their own programs. So TDEC, the Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation, is our regulatory agency, and then they make cities in our area that have a certain population threshold or problems with their rivers. They have this program, and the goal is to protect our water quality. In the 70s, we had a lot of problems with water and rivers and pollution, and so EPA put this mandate for the public to be able to have clean water sources in their area for drinking water and, like Sheila said, recreation. But it's really a program. All these waters belong to us, the whole public, and so if we don't protect them, we won't have them to pass down for our generations.
Sheila, do you think our waters are better today than they were in the 70s?
Oh, absolutely. Back then, you had big chemical companies dumping. You think of, like, the big illegal dumping that went on back in the 70s and even before then. Now those type of activities don't occur, but we have the small pollutants, and when all those kind of combine together, you get more pollutants than you think you would have had.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the big stuff is, you know, they've curtailed all of that, and now we're kind of looking at what is the main pollutant now. Actually, you know, sediment is, so that's why we kind of drill down to a lot of the construction activities. The contractors get hit pretty hard, but research shows that sediment's the number one thing that's impacting our waterways, and that's mostly due to construction in these urban areas.
You know, I would think, I was just going to, and I guess we could tie this in together too, because the 70s versus the 2000s, obviously the population growth has,
right.
You know, there are more cars on the roads and such, but I didn't think about it. More homes being built, more urban areas. This was a rural county at one time, and now we're seeing a lot of urban growth, so that has to affect our waterways. So we're seeing from one decade to the next a lot of change.
Right. We didn't have, Rutherford County was very rural, and mm-hmm. now that it's a urban area, you've got all the runoff coming off from the city and everything in the city. So that's a big way we can co-permit with the City of Murfreesboro and MTSU. We help do the education for them, and they help us with part of our permit. We all work together, and it's a really great partnership. We work well together, and we get to partner with all their people, like Parks and Rec and Friends of the Greenway, Discovery Center. So I'll put some happy pegs out there for them, but they're wonderful. We get to work with all those people, and then we work with, like, our leadership and service department on campus, because they provide a lot of volunteers for us. So we've kind of found all these key players where we can all work together and get a big impact, as opposed to just one person trying to do it by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Sheila brings up a really good point that education is one requirement of the permit, but public participation is the second big criteria that we're involved with. So that's why we encourage people to come out to the events, help us if you've got creeks in your backyard and you need trees to help, you know, build up that vegetation buffer, then we want to help you with that. Coming out, we've got a tree planting on October 16th in the Garrison Cove area. The creek is Garrison Creek behind Kroger's, so we'd love to have volunteers help us with the tree planting on that day. And we're going to have a public meeting on October the 1st at St. Mark's Methodist Church. So if anybody wants more information, we really need our community to help us with these goals. So we hope to see people come out.
Now, there are all kinds of events, trash pickups, things of that nature. All of these things happen throughout the year, I guess, right?
Right, they do.
So how does someone find out about these events that are going on?
We advertise, and our local PR for MTSU advertise for us. We try to get everything out so people know about it. We also have our website. We post everything on there. Our website is www.mtsu.edu/stormwater. And then Murfreesboro also has a website that they post the activities on. And theirs is www.murfreesborotn.gov. And you can go under the water and sewer portion in stormwater and find all of their information. So the easiest way is to check our websites and see what's coming up. We've actually got a cleanup coming up for MTSU. We pick up over by we call them the Rutherford parking lots. It's just, there's detention ponds, and it's kind of where a lot of our water gets cleaned before it leaves campus. Mm-hmm. So we try to focus in those kind of areas to clean up the debris or anything that's left over that we can help.
Do you find that the public likes to participate in events like this?
Yes, they do. It's quite amazing. We have had such a turnout from campus community. It's amazing. The students have tons of service hours that they are required to do, and we even have people there that aren't required to be there. So it's really amazing to see all the students, how service-oriented they are. I don't remember being that service-oriented back in the day, but these students are really amazing. And even the public, they turn out, and it's if they know about it, we usually have a really good crowd.
Well, that's awesome. It's our water, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. Cynthia, and it's something that we have to keep clean and ready for not only ourselves, but our kids and grandchildren and their children and right on down the line. It's not something that we just create again, I guess. It's one of those things we have to continue to renew. All right. Anything else, Sheila or Cynthia?
I just wanted to say another, for part of the recreation, I'm a member of the Stones River Watershed Association, and we do a lot of recreation events and clean up through them too. So there's a lot of different ways. Our scouts and different folks are leading through groups of their own. Just say if you've got a group and you're interested in doing some, give us a call or check our website out, and we just truly appreciate all the participation that our community gives.
Very good. Ladies, thanks for stopping in today.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy thanks this rainy us. Day, I guess. Huh?
Think of us today.
Sheila Knight and Cynthia Allen with the MTSU Environmental Health and Safety Services talking about the MTSU Stormwater Program. All right, we'll be right back and wrap up the show in a moment. Make way for Truman Jones and The Truman Show. Stay with us.
The Outpost Armory is not just another gun store. Our staff has hands-on knowledge and experience with firearms, self-defense training, hunting, and competitive shooting. We cater to the new gun owner and the expert looking for that hard-to-find product. We carry items that the big chain stores don't and have bulk ammunition for the high-volume shooter. We defend the Second Amendment and help responsible citizens protect their families, rights, and liberties. Visit us in person or online at theoutpostarmory.com. The Outpost Armory, I-24 East at Exit 89 in Murfreesboro.
Small business owners like me can be seen online.
Now I know what it takes to turn my business around.
It was definitely worth taking time out of my busy day.
Are you ready to make your local business succeed? Attend a free online marketing seminar with Yellowbook 360. Go to ybseminars.com.
You get the do's and don'ts of pay-per-click advertising.
Now it's time to sit back and let the leads roll in.
Register today at ybseminars.com. That's ybseminars.com.
You know, there's something special about a family business, and you feel it when you go into Demas Restaurant.
This is Jim Demas. We've made an awful lot of friends. I'd like to ask for the opportunity to meet more and hope that you can visit with us soon.
Consistently delicious food at reasonable prices at Demas Restaurant.
This is Peter Demas, and I would love to see you come to our restaurant and enjoy a meal with our family.
Eat with a family who truly appreciate your business. Demas Restaurant.
Putting a wrap here on the Action Line this morning. Hope you will stay tuned, because at 9 o'clock we've got the Truman Show, and at 10 I'll be back with you here for Rutherford Issues. Congratulations to our birthday cake winner today. That's Charles Smith receiving the birthday cake from Junior's Foodland. And our good neighbor of the day, Dr. Mark Kestner at Kestner Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center. The person nominating him says he's very caring and has a great positive atmosphere at his office. Receiving a bouquet of flowers from Ryan's Flowers and Gifts. Have a good one. We'll see you back here in an hour.
WGNS, Murfreesboro. It's 9 o'clock. Now, from the voice of Rutherford County, local news, fast, first, now.